Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm so excited to be here today and talk to you about all things AI. I think today we hear about technology is so full of those buzzwords. Every week there's something new about AI powered, AI transformational, or hey, AI is now the future of business. And let's face it, when you're a small and medium-sized business owner, it can be a little bit of a distraction to keep up with all of these terms that are ever-changing. Because while big companies can afford to chase these trends that you see and experiment with them because they have thousands of dollars to throw to it and plenty of people on their team to test things out, they may or may not go anywhere. And that's something that is difficult when you're coming from a small business and you need these AI tools to work from the beginning because you're investing a lot into them. You're also trying to run a lot of things on the side like payroll and inventory and serving your customers. So today we're going to talk about AI as not this future concept, but more as what is in the now. Things that you have to adapt to now with AI and how it's not a luxury that the large businesses are having, but more so that it's available to everybody now and how it's a very practical tool that can help you drive better decisions and cut costs and unlock growth. But the thing is, only if it's approached the right way. And I'm sure many of you have felt overwhelmed by all the AI tools out there and know you're not alone. I have had moments where just trying to keep up with them myself because there's always a new trend out there to be had. So one of the biggest things I want to dive into is how AI is no longer optional, but it's becoming a necessity. You think about the economic pressure that small and medium-sized businesses are having with tariffs, with costs going up, with hiring and getting good people to come into your organization all the time while keeping your expectations high and growing. You're being asked to do a lot more with less. And I think that's a lot of places too, is we all want to be doing a lot more, but we're given less time to do it or less staff to be able to do it. And how do you accomplish these things in that time frame? And AI, when it's used smartly, it can really come in and be this multiplier that helps your businesses grow in these areas where it's kind of difficult to maybe bring in added people because of the cost that comes with hiring. And it's not all about turning your business into a tech company. I think a lot of people hear about, hey, AI, well, now I'm a tech company, but really we sell clothes. And don't think of it that way. Think of AI as this tool that's coming in to help you run leaner. It's helping you move faster and also scale in a smarter way. And the one thing that I think really stands out for small businesses is you have this strategic approach that the large companies don't have. And the number one thing of that is you're nimble. You can act fast, you can build lean, and that gives you this competitive advantage if you use AI the right way over some of your large counterparts and competition that can't move as quickly as you do because there's different layers that they're moving to. So one thing I want to have you guys just take notes on and just reflect on later today is what would your business look like if you could run it with 20% fewer manual tasks next quarter or even next month? You know, what systems or processes would become more scalable in your organization? Do you have systems and processes today, or do you need AI to kind of come in and help you build those? Also think about what bottlenecks do you currently have that maybe AI could come in and help you eliminate. And we're going to dive into these later on as well, but these are things I just want you to get your mind ready for. And then the biggest thing is there something you could launch that you've been putting off just because of lack of time? And utilizing AI could maybe give you that time back that you can go and launch this. So just take some time today later on to just imagine what that would look like. Because reducing manual work isn't just about saving time, it's about freeing up capacity for real growth and leadership as well. And that's something that's so key to small businesses, and why I love small business so much is because I want everybody to be just as successful as the larger organizations are. And it's by knowing how to utilize these tools that large companies are using can really give you guys the advantage to grow and to be out there and be more competitive than even other people in your field. Because let's face it, some businesses that are maybe your competitors today won't be tomorrow because they've been too afraid to touch AI, and you guys are willing to get in there, learn it, test it, and take it head on and not be afraid of it and seeing what it's going to do for your business in the future. So now let's get a little bit practical on a couple things. There's three areas of AI that I've seen that really drive outcomes. The biggest one being decision making. We all see that AI can analyze trends. It looks at how your customers' buying patterns are, what your sales patterns are, how quickly your inventory is moving, maybe what your financial metrics are. But as I tell all of my clients and pretty much everybody all the time, the biggest catch of being able to make decision making when utilizing AI is garbage in, garbage out. If your data is messy, if it's outdated, or you have it scattered across five different systems, maybe you have three systems over here, you have two over here, none of them talk to each other, AI can't magically fix that. In fact, it actually is going to make it worse because it can't produce recommendations by inaccurate information. It also can't say, hey, software data over here and data over here, let me magically help you talk together. It can't do that. Maybe in the future when it gets more complex, but as of right now, it can't. And so if your data is not clean, AI can't help produce you. And I like to give the example of thinking of AI like a GPS. You enter in the wrong address, it doesn't matter how great the GPS system is, you're still going to get to the wrong place. You know how many times, however, we have heard those Google stories where it goes to the right place and then it takes you off the side of a cliff or into a river. So there are those things, but we need to be confident in the data we're feeding it. And this is another question for you to think about later today as well, is how confident are you in your company's data? It's a good one to ask because there are a lot of things that you can start doing today to get ready for AI in the future by just cleaning up your data. And sometimes the best first step in your AI journey isn't about buying the tool, it's going to be cleaning up your data. It's cleaning up your reports, it's reconciling sources, it's fixing any inputs that you already rely on to make sure that things are running properly. And once that foundation is strong, AI becomes a superpower that can really help you and your business. And I always say it's one of those where how many times we have this gut reaction of like, I know my business is doing this. I can't tell you why, but I know it's doing this. Well, now if your data is clean and you're able to bring all of it into one place, utilize AI to analyze it. Now you have that backing a lot of times for, hey, you know what? This gut reaction, now here's the data to back it up to see what that looks like. Second one I see is operational efficiency. Most small businesses, they spend too much time on manual data input. I'm sure you've seen this where, hey, you're keying in an invoice to one software, you're putting in key data into another software. It's the same data in two separate solutions. And how often that spends, you know, just a lot of time in general, but also the room for error. You also may be sending out repetitive emails for follow-ups or sending tracking information because there isn't a system that takes care of that for you, or even just scheduling logistically your employees or different tasks. And so AI can really come in and automate those tasks. And this is where I've seen a lot of really small wins, or sorry, not small wins, big wins for small businesses, helping having AI really help you out the gate. So let's think about this. I'm sure a lot of you might have an e-commerce business or distribution in some way. Maybe you have a team that each week they're copying orders directly from Shopify, they're putting them into QuickBooks, and then updating inventory by hand. And what if we go back to that first question? What if I could put something in place that dropped that task? Maybe it would drop it by 20% even. I have integrations that are pushing my data out. I have inventory adjusting in real time. And that allows fewer errors, a faster ordering process, and much more time for more strategic work with my employees. So instead of doing all of this tactical of data input here, data input there, it is all in one place, which really helps in the long run. Second part I always look at is if we look at an operations manager, how many of you have staff and maybe you're having to organize when everybody is coming in, and how can AI help with getting shifts put into place based on restrictions of, hey, you know what, I can't work this day. Or if you're in the manufacturing side or distribution, hey, we don't really have that many orders today. I need a lighter shift versus I know in the pipeline, I'm going to have a lot of orders coming in. I need to get and have a lot of people on hand. Being able to set that all up. And that could potentially save you 2 to 3 hours a week is what I'm seeing. And it helps with fewer errors and missing deadlines. A lot of times when we're doing things by hand, we see that, hey, we've missed those deadlines or just some errors have popped up along the way. Thirdly is revenue growth. And I know everybody gets so excited about the word growth. I do as well, because we always like to see how our small business is doing, how AI can unlock new revenue by personalizing our offers based on customer behavior. Maybe it's helping us score leads so the team can focus on the right prospects. And it also can be used to help with cross-selling and upselling more efficiently. And this is huge, especially when you have a web page, you want to sell one item and then cross-sell to another. And the biggest thing I always say is how many of the softwares you use today already have some AI capabilities in them that you just may haven't had the chance to explore, activate them, and they're just sitting there idle. So that's another thing, if you can make a note of, go back and look through the solutions that you're using today and see which ones have AI built into them that you may not be aware of or may not be utilizing to the full potential that it has. And that's going to be a big thing, because especially when it comes to AI and in the revenue side of things, you can really see where am I missing revenue and how can AI help me recover it more efficiently and effectively to get that growth that's needed. So let's talk about one of the biggest barriers that I've seen when using AI effectively, and that is mindset. We all know that AI isn't a project, it's a tool, and I get it. For a lot of business owners and team members, even just hearing that word AI, you're like, oh my gosh, what is this? Am I going to be able to learn it? Am I able to keep up with it? Are robots going to come out of the room and kind of take over the area? Or we kind of think that whole Terminator, the rise of the machine scenarios, which thankfully today that's still just science fiction. But when we do think about AI in the real world, it isn't replacing business owners or employees. It's helping them spend more time on work that actually matters. So think of it like having a really fast assistant that basically never sleeps, doesn't need coffee breaks, bathroom breaks, and works inside the tools that you have. And this is what really helps you work smarter and faster, because it gives you the information that you need and you have very clear expectations of what the solution is going to be doing. So I always say, instead of treating AI like this mysterious technology you have to try to see if it magically transforms your business, think of it more as if you're hiring a contractor. You give them a job, you supervise the results, you assess the value. Is it doing the job that it needs to do? And if not, you start making some tweaks to it and figuring out how it's going to be best for your company. And then you can see how AI can help you fix things that result in a faster, cheaper, better. And that's really the shift, is not chasing the cool tools, or as I always say, the shiny object syndrome of, hey, there's this out there, there's that out there. What does that look like? But the real shift is of not fearing the future and what AI is going to bring to your business, but about building a better business with discipline over that curiosity, and then being able to want to experiment with it and see how it helps your business. And that's how you're going to win when starting to utilize AI in your small business. And then we like to kind of go from there as we transition and reframe to how we think about AI, not as a threat, but as a tool with a job to do. Let's talk about what we don't want to do with AI, because there are four common mistakes that I see small business owners make with AI, because even if you have the right mindset, you can still fall into some of these traps. And the truth is, these mistakes aren't necessarily just about AI, but they're also about the decision making that comes from pressure and chasing trends or skipping steps in the name of speed. Because we all say today, you know, speed is money, and we have to get through this and get to where we need to go. So let's walk through the four most common of those. One is going to be chasing hype instead of solving problems. So if you're adopting to a tool because it's trendy, everybody's telling you, hey, you should all do this because we're doing it, make sure that you're evaluating, does it solve the specific problem that I'm frustrated with in my business? Don't just chase it because everybody else is chasing it. Secondly, trying to do too much at once. Don't try to overhaul your entire business with AI. Start small, get those wins, make sure you're testing it before you scale it. So many businesses want to go all in and just, hey, it's AI everything. Thirdly, forget the human side of it. Your team has to understand there is a why about why we're bringing AI in, and making sure that they're involved with it, making sure that they're engaged with the change that's going to come, because there is ownership in that, and we can't forget the human side of what our employees think. Four is skipping the data cleanup. And this is always a sneaky one that comes in, and one of the most common is because it's not always told to you that, hey, you have to have clean data in order for AI to work effectively for you. And businesses expect AI to just deliver this great insight and automation out of the box. But if the data is disorganized and inconsistent or lives in 15 different spreadsheets, AI can't really save you. In fact, it can actually lead to false insights and wrong trends, all of these things. So before you invest in AI, and I will probably say this way too much, make sure that you are always cleaning up the data before you input it into anything, because that kind of prep work is what's going to pay tenfold later on once you really get this tech up and running. So those are your four common mistakes that you'll be seeing. And then now that we've covered those pitfalls to avoid, let's get a little bit practical. How you can actually build an AI strategy that works for your business. So get your pencils ready and start writing this down or typing it out. How do you build a real world AI strategy? So this is a four-part framework that I always tell my clients about is one, we're going to start with the problem. What are you losing? Are you losing time? Are you wasting money? Are you dropping the ball with customers? Where is that pain point that you're seeing? And that is going to be your entry point. So let's say the ball is being dropped with customers and we don't know why. We have to go back and say, okay, this is the problem. This is the why the ball is being dropped with customers. What AI tool can actually help solve this? And let's go test it. We don't want to chase features. We want to chase solutions. A lot of times the AI is, hey, we have all of these features. That's great. What is the outcome going to be with that? So you need to not start with what's the coolest AI tool out there. You need to start with, hey, what is going to be able to solve this problem and give me the solution that I am looking for? Secondly, you need to audit what you have. And this includes your data, not just all of your tools. So you need to say, are your reports accurate? Are your contracts up to date? Are your systems integrated, or are people copy and pasting between them? And that happens a lot because of the two different software solutions you may be using and whatnot. But you may not need anything new. You just might need a better way of what you've gut. And that's really something that is important, is evaluating the systems you have today. And it goes back to, if you have AI in your software and you may not be familiar with what's in there, it may solve everything you need and you don't need another solution to come in. So example, you'll see this a lot. QuickBooks is bringing in a lot of new AI into it. And there's businesses that didn't realize that their invoicing system could, you know, send out automatic reminders. There's being able to email vendor invoices in so that QuickBooks could automatically pay them for you. And all these other tools that are in there that help save time for small businesses that you're already paying for. You just need to flip the switch, turn it on, or write a process of how they're going to be utilized. Thirdly, pilot with purpose. Choose one use case, define its success, measure it, keep it small and clear, and make sure the data feeding that case is trustworthy. We don't want to just aim for perfection right out the gate. There's always testing that needs to be done when utilizing AI for the first time in your business. So example, you may start automating your monthly reporting to free up a couple hours, and then you can take that time and put it into something else. But as you're looking at those monthly reporting that's being automated, you need to make sure that it is accurate and ready to go. And fourth, we need to scale what works. So once it works, systemize it, train your team, and lock it in, then move on to the next opportunity. You don't want to go all in out the gate and say, okay, AI for every department in the organization and go. That's just going to lead to a lot of failure, and you don't want that. You need to test little things, prove that it works. And again, it goes back to, is that data clean? Is it giving me the right output that I'm looking for? And is the output helping my team? Is it giving me the strategy that I need? And is it providing ways that the team can be freed up and using their time in other places? Because if not, then the AI tool is not working well for you. And we need to make sure that small wins can be compounded. And that is how real businesses build momentum. So we're not chasing those shiny things, but we're building one smart brick at a time. And that's what's going to make it successful. So one thing I want to just leave you with today is AI isn't just for billion-dollar tech companies. It's for you. The small retail shop that's trying to reduce no-shows, the contractor that's trying to invoice faster, the founder that's trying to grow without burning out their team. Because AI is not being about flashy, it's about being smart. And that's the biggest thing that I want small business owners to know, is AI is going to be one of the things that changes your business in so many amazing ways. It's going to help you prioritize people, solve real problems, and scaling what does work. And so one thing I want you to take away and to think about today is, if AI could free up 10 hours a week, what would you do with that time? Would you train a new hire? Would you meet more customers? Or would you finally sit there and be like, oh my gosh, I can finally take a breath? So you don't have to overhaul your whole business. You just have to start with purpose, with clarity, and with discipline. So let's build better businesses, not by chasing hype, but by focusing on what actually drives results. So thank you all so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. I hope you got some great information. And feel free to reach out to me with any questions. It's Christy at ChristyBarber.com or my website, ChristyBarber.com. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.